Good morning. How was your night? It seems like you're a heavy sleeper. I thought I was going to wake you with everything I got up to. You're probably still groggy, so let me give you a quick rundown. That delicious taste in your mouth right now? Me. My panties to be precise. Duct tape over so you can't spit them out. Even if you wanted to. You can keep that there. They're nice, but they're not my favorite. You're going to carry them around with you when you leave. I'll check. Blindfold? You don't get to see me. Not yet. I spent an hour getting dressed up for this, and I look perfect. I did this just so you'd know what you were missing. I might be lying, of course. But then again, I might not be. I've hidden your clothes and phone. I'll let you get them back. Eventually. For now, you're mine. There's breakfast on the bedside table. I've already had mine. But you're gonna have to wait an unreasonably long time for yours. That seems sort of familiar. But I can't quite place it. Finally, and this is the most important part, I've shackled your wrists and ankles to the bedposts. It would have been a horrendous waste of time for you to ungag yourself and leave. Feel free to struggle all you want. It's fun to watch. If this is a problem for you, just shake your head and I'll let you go. I like you doing things because I tell you to, not because I'm threatening or blackmailing you. I also really don't want to get arrested. Good. I hope you don't have anywhere to be today. If there was something, it was skippable. It had nothing to do with me. I don't think shrinking away from my hand will do you any good. I think I might be able to move it a few inches. Try it if you want, I guess. Nope. I didn't achieve anything. But by all means, keep trying. Just let me know when you're done. Nope. Still not. Nope. Still the same. You know, third time's the charm. You have a really nice ass. Firm, but just yielding enough to be slappable. It's pretty red now, though. I get the feeling you might have trouble sitting down for a while. You can kneel. Have you ever played with it? Put a finger up there or something? Yes? Were you thinking of me? How I'd use that little hole of yours? Well, I'm gonna do more than that today. I know it's cold, but it's just lube. Would you rather not use any? No. Go up then. Tensing isn't going to achieve anything. I am getting in there. You might as well make it easier for us both. That's better. Now for the fun part. Bring your ass up a bit more. There should be enough give in your ankles to manage that. Never let it be said that I am not considerate. That's a good bet. This is your first time, so I'll be reasonably gentle. Oh, you seem to like that. Just a little poke and you're moaning. Think about it, though. If you had even asked me out for coffee, you could be doing this to me. Right now. Now pretend you're not enjoying it. You're not fooling anyone. Is it the cock in your ass? The tits on your back? My hair brushing against you? Whatever it is, you're a slut for it. I'm gonna tease your balls a little bit. Maybe it'll be enough to push you over the edge. Don't buck like that, boy. You almost threw me off. If you're gonna be that sensitive, it's time to stop. I can see you like it when I tear into your little hole, but this isn't just about what you like. It's about showing you how terrible it is to be denied what you deserve. Be glad I let you have any of this. Yes, I am still mad about that. This is fun, don't get me wrong, but for the next 3 weeks, I own you. Oh, don't whimper like that. It's unbecoming. Besides, I let you come last night. That was unbelievably generous of me. Don't try to get off by humping my sheets. Horny puppies like that get fixed. Look, if I didn't like you so much, this would have been a quick lay followed by me telling you to get the fuck out. I respect you far too much for that. I'm gonna go have a nice, long, relaxing shower. Don't go anywhere in the meantime.